From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday. Anita Powell explains why the country's military is using the terms it is choosing to use for the activity.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in there as part of their narrative is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That was VOA's Anita Powell. In an evening newscast, state broadcaster ZBC, which has for decades been a mouthpiece of the Mugabe government, reported on the surging campaign for his ouster and showed video of ruling party members saying he should resign. Lebanon's Saad Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris late Friday, French President Emmanuel Macron. The invitation, which was made to Prime Minister Hariri 2 days ago, is a friendly invitation to speak with him in Paris and welcome the Prime Minister of a country which is friends with France. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's Prime Minister sparked turmoil and skepticism, and Saudi Arabia has recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. You'll find Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.